Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all kinds of health problems on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. First, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between that of the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as things like chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussive syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your mind, body, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, etc., by going to the Goldman Tripp website, www.goldmantripp.net. Click on the radio show icon, then scroll down, and you can click the individual shows by topic. There are more than 40 shows available. You can also get the most recent show podcasts on the Robinhood Radio website itself in the on-demand section. It's really convenient. Well, today we're going to talk about a very common type of low back and posterior pelvic pain called sacroiliac or SI pain. This refers to the sacroiliac joints, which are a pair of joints at the bottom of the low back that run down the rear pelvis on either side of our sacrum. Recall that the sacrum is that upside-down triangle of bone at the very bottom of the spine, in between and under the big gluteal muscles of the buttocks, and from which our coccyx, the tailbone, is suspended. The SI joints are the articulations between that sacrum and the two large winged pelvic bones that wrap around from back to front and create the two curving wings of the pelvic bowl. These winged bones are called the ilia, hence sacroiliac joints, sacro for sacrum and iliac for ilia, or the SI joints for short. The SI joints are crucial because they support the entire spine via the sacrum and connect the low back to the winged pelvic bones, those ilia. There are many ligaments, tendons, muscles, and nerves involved with the SI joints. The sacrum itself floats in a multi-layered basket of ligaments that suspend that sacrum between the two ilia like the keystone in an arch. Recall that ligaments connect bone to bone and tendons connect muscle to bone. The architecture of the sacrum and the two SI joints on either side of this fascinating bone make it possible for us to walk erect bipedally. In other words, to walk erect on only two legs, stepping onto one foot at a time, and to remain erect with independent use of our hands and arms. Actually, humans are the only animal on the planet capable of this specific type of erect bipedal locomotion as the preferred gait. Birds cantilever their bodies forward, kangaroos use their tails for support, and the great apes generally move on all four of their limbs with occasional two-legged steps. The sacrum and SI joints are key shock absorbers every time we take a step to walk or run. They allow us to bend forward deeply and not fall over, as well as to squat down and rise up again while maintaining an erect trunk and forward gaze. The extraordinarily elegant mechanism of the sacrum and SI joints distributes load and force to minimize downward compression of the spine onto the pelvis and diffuse upward force from the foot and leg with walking and running. Additionally, the mechanism of the SI joints and sacrum is designed to accommodate lying down and getting up without strain on the spine and pelvis. It's amazing! The SI joints are quite stable because of the multi-layering of all of the interwoven SI joint ligaments that cross both of these joints. But the sacrum does move in coordinated multi-planar motions as we move and breathe and walk and run and change positions. Every time we inhale or sit down, the sacrum nods slightly back toward our backs. Every time we exhale or stand up, the sacrum nods slightly forward again toward our belly. The sacrum also naturally turns slightly from one side to the other as we extend a leg to take a stride and then back again. You can see why all those stabilizing ligaments are needed with all those different planes of motion. While the SI joints are designed to be principal weight-bearing ligamentous joints, they are still able to suffer injury, degeneration, and inflammation. If that wedge-shaped sacrum becomes turned to one side or the other, away from its natural axis of motion, that can put strain on the ligaments of the SI joint and result in a kind of sprain of those joints, just as we can sprain an ankle, which is another ligamentous weight-bearing joint. If one or more of the numerous muscles that cross the SI joint, such as the piriformis, become tight, torn, or spasm, that can restrict the motion of the SI joints and cause pain, as well as decrease the shock absorption of the sacral SI joint mechanism, and lead to other painful conditions in the hips and knees, as the hips and knees then have to absorb more of the forces of walking and weight bearing. If the SI ligaments themselves are torn or sprained, the pelvis can become unstable as the normal range of motion of the sacrum is no longer maintained. When these ligaments become damaged either due to normal wear and tear or by injury, they may have excessive motion. This excessive motion may inflame and disrupt the joint, soft tissues, and/or the surrounding nerves. The sacrum and SI joints are integrally related to many important nerves and pelvic organs, including the infamous sciatic nerve, which is why the symptoms of SI joint issues can mimic many other issues that can occur in the low back and pelvis, such as sciatica, the irritation or inflammation of that great sciatic nerve that travels from the pelvis down the back of the thigh, generally passing under the piriformis muscle. The most common symptom of SI joint dysfunction is pain in the lower back, buttocks, and legs. This can present as sciatica-like symptoms, such as leg pain, burning, numbness, and tingling, that mimic the pain of a disc injury with radiating low back pain. This can result in the following symptoms: chronic rear pelvic pain that feels like sciatic pain radiating down the back of the leg, tingling and numbness that radiates into the groin or thigh, strong or sharp discomfort when climbing stairs or taking big steps, discomfort that's exacerbated when sitting down or when lying on your side. The SI joint can commonly be injured and become painful after injuries involving twisting of the pelvis during falls, such as slipping on ice and landing on one buttock or hip, which can drive the sacrum to twisting toward one side and staying twisted. Also, things like shoveling heavy loads and twisting to dump the shovel load, such as with heavy sands, soils, or wet snow, or even after lengthy drives with the car seat set too far away from the pedals for the length of your leg, so that you have to reach too far for the gas pedal and brake, and therefore twist the sacrum, straining the SI joints. Gout and arthritic diseases can also cause SI pain. Gout, which is a very painful condition generally caused by excess uric acid accumulating in joints, generally affects peripheral joints like the big toe first, but it can also affect the SI joints. The autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, the generally age-related osteoarthritis, and ankylosing spondylitis can all cause SI joint pain. Ankylosing spondylitis is a type of inflammatory arthritis that affects the vertebrae and joints of the spine. In addition to causing pain, severe cases of ankylosing spondylitis can cause new bone growth that fuses the joints in the spine. Although ankylosing spondylitis primarily affects SI joints, it can also cause inflammation in other joints and, more rarely, problems in other organs and your eyes. Ankylosing spondylitis is a chronic disease. It may cause intermittent episodes of mild pain or more severe ongoing pain. This disease is diagnosed most frequently in young men, but it's not restricted to this group. Excessive body weight increases the strain placed on the body's SI joint, as well as other locations, which can make a person more likely to develop SI joint injury or inflammation. The human pelvis is actually naturally tipped slightly forward, even when we are standing perfectly upright. We don't want to exaggerate that forward tipping, as that strains the SI joints and back and reduces the abdominal support for the low back that is offered by our core abdominal muscles by overweighting the abdomen with excess fat. Additionally, just the added strain of increased weight bearing relative to the ideal weight range that a given person's pelvic structure is designed to carry can promote strain and injury, leading to chronic SI pain. Pregnancy is therefore its own special challenge for the SI joints. The generally broader female pelvis is designed to adapt to the extra weight bearing of pregnancy, but advanced pregnancy does add unavoidable strain to the SI joints and, of course, to the entire pelvis and low back mechanism. Additionally, because of the special hormonal changes associated with delivery and immediate postpartum physiology, the pregnant women's ligaments become more lax than normal to accommodate delivery of the infant, which means that the SI joints become more widely expandable and somewhat less stable than in the non-pregnant state. This means that the pregnant woman's SI joints can be more prone to injury right around the time of labor and delivery, and the sacrum can be more easily displaced then, causing SI joint pain and discomfort, among the many other pregnancy-related potential causes of pain and discomfort. Any chronic pain requires attention by your physician, including SI pain, to reach an appropriate diagnosis and treatment plan. But there are things we can do to keep our SI joints healthy and moving freely while maintaining their role as stabilizers and suspensors for the sacral keystone of the pelvis. Avoid working with heavy twisting loads during shoveling, carrying, or lifting. Make sure that the ergonomics of your car, sports equipment like bicycles, and office chairs are suited to your own leg and back lengths. Maintain a normal weight for your height and build, including a regular fitness routine that includes plenty of brisk walking and supportive shoes with good arch support and adequate heel padding. A daily gentle stretching practice that includes the SI joints, hips, pelvic floor, and low back is essential. There are a number of stretches designed especially for the SI joints and sacral relationships in the pelvis, which we use with our patients in our practice, including during pregnancy. In fact, osteopathic manual medicine is one of the few healthcare disciplines I've found that seem able to address sacral and SI joint dysfunction with a specifically diagnostic, non-invasive, comprehensive approach that relieves pain and restores normal range of motion while retaining flexibility, stability, and longevity in the SI joints themselves. SI joint strains and dysfunction often do not show up on standard imaging like X-rays, MRIs, or CT scans, and they require a functional anatomical approach to specifically diagnose and treat the problem, which is what a traditional osteopathic physician will do. Which brings me back to osteopathy and to the close of today's show here with a reminder that a good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for back and pelvic pain issues of all kinds, including sacroiliac joint pain, working gently with our hands with the involved fascia, muscles, organs, nerves, arteries, veins, lymphatics, and all the associated tissues to release restrictions in those physical tissues throughout the body from head to feet, as well as to help balance the autonomic nervous system function based on a precise knowledge of functional anatomical detail. Recall that all of the body is involved with and dependent on the back and pelvis every time we move, as a complex physical entity with connections between all the parts that need to be open, flexible, and moving freely with excellent motion in the bones and muscles, with free neural conduction from the lumbosacral nerves, and optimal arterial and venous blood flow and lymphatic drainage to remain healthy, vital, pain-free, and functioning normally. Well, that's a good start on those sacroiliac joints for today. Thank you so much for your attention to your health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember that you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours, Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Well, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. In the meanwhile, take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.